We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends. I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one iron club blow sends the first guard through. Try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Hey, hope I'm on the air. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. If you can hear me in the chat room, let me know, so I can be sure I'm broadcasting. And if you don't hear anything, let me know. So, we're here for another episode of What Are You Reading comic book show. And I don't know how it's going to go, because I hadn't had time to prepare much, but I'm going to try to put on the best show as possible. Says I'm on the air, but the website doesn't say. So let me check in the chat room. Am I on? Let's see what anybody says. And we'll go from there. Well, if not, of course, this is the recorded show, so it'll be available at some point. And so, if you are hearing my voice live and you want to join me on Skype, you can do so at SilverSurfer_Forever. Hopefully you're listening live in the Rant EM Radio chat room. And, or you can listen and tune in and Stitcher Radio. And, of course, you can listen to the download on Podbeam and iTunes. What's going on here? Am I on the air or what? Nobody's responding. Can you hear me? Or would somebody let me know what's going on in the chat room? Because I get nervous when I don't think I'm on the air. And, let's see. I might not be on the air. What's going on here? Why is everything messing up? Anyway. So, let's just get this into the box office numbers. Well, last week, of course, Justice League was number one. But not this week. It has dropped because Coco, the Pixar animated movie, came in at number one at $49 million. It opened on Wednesday, so it's up to $71 million for its first couple of days. Let's see. Alright, somebody said they can't hear it. So, what's going on? Technical problems, people. Let's see if I can get it straightened out. I'm broadcasting, so I can hear me in the mic, but the website says something else is playing. Let me see what's going on. Hold on.
Randy Orton all got eliminated.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Technical. I got to find out what's going on. Hold on. Let me pause everything, and I'm gonna pause the recording for a second since I'm not broadcasting anyway. So just chill. I hope that worked, and I'm on the air. So, some changes here that I didn't know about. So, let's see if I'm broadcasting properly or not. Cross the fingers.
Wait, too sweet. Hand signal.
No, not broadcasting. All right. And so we're back to the What They're Reading comic book show after fixing everything, you know. So I was going over to the box office, and Coco beat out Justice League and it's number one, and it's made $71 million its first week. It is the Pixar animated movie about the Day of the Dead, and worldwide is up to $153 million. So it's off to a nice little start. Justice League drops to number two at $40 million. It adds to its domestic total hunt to $171 million. Overseas, Justice League is brought in another $309 million, so it's up to $408 million. But Justice League is tracking below about every DC movie that's come out so far since they've decided to make a shared universe. Thor Ragnarok drops down to number four. It's another $16 million to its $277 million, and its worldwide total of $790 million. Let's keep an eye whether or not it crosses the $1 billion mark or not. And then everything else is too far down to talk about. So that's the box office. And I got a caller earlier. Let me see if I can get them back on. I may not be able to go with too much news, but the one news I do want to touch on is there's a petition going on out there for Warner Brothers to release the Snyder Cut version of Justice League. Now, I don't know where all these Snyder fans come from all of a sudden. I don't know if this is just the pure DC fans who just want to see their favorite characters done, but they seem to be under the thought that this movie was just messed up by Whedon or Studio Zex, and that the vision that Snyder had would have been better. But I don't know. Mr. Hightower, you on the air?
Actually, you are not on air. Tune in.
Well, I'm on the air on the website, so.
Oh, okay, then that doesn't matter then.
I don't know what's going on with these other things, and you know, I was having problems getting on because it was a change. I didn't see it and didn't know. But anyway, so what do you think about these fans wanting a Snyder cut of Justice League released on video when it comes out?
Basically wanted to see if it was better than this one. I mean, they actually cut it out a lot of things.
Yeah, well, the Snyder version is available to read online. I was watching a video today where the guy read all the deleted scenes and all the change scenes. And what I heard from him, it didn't sound like it was a better movie. Maybe a couple of things would have been cool to see. But
I heard they even scratched the Green Lantern post-credit scene.
Yeah, I heard that.
So then there was just a big fucking mess. They should just kept everything. Basically, they had to cut some stuff out. But
no, listen. He made the movie. They looked at it. It was said to be unwatchable. I mean, they don't. You know, they know to show these movies to people to get their opinion.
Who are they showing it to, though?
People.
That's all. I want to know what type of people.
People on the street.
Like, stop showing it to.
Stop showing it to people on the street?
No. Hopefully, they're not showing it to no critics and no fanboys. They have to start finding people that's, like, in the middle of that.
Well, look, I don't
pick
know.
Pick carefully.
I don't know if they're like, oh, you're a DC fan, come see this. But Hollywood shows all their movies to people before it's released.
I know. And then, I mean, what some of them do, because I've been to one of them before. I saw, like, this was an indie movie where they just picked picked me to see their movie, one of my friends' indie movie. But it's more, I mean, just pick a normal person. I be thinking they be picking like critics and fanboys. Yo, this movie's trash. Like, pick somebody that's
straight off the street. How would they know if a person's a fanboy or not?
I don't know.
Like, okay, if you say was in L.A. and you you know, walk down the street and somebody says, hey, you know, you want to screen a movie for us to see if we can get your opinion. How do they know you're a fanboy?
They don't know.
Right. I don't think they showed the critics up front, because, you know, critics can kill a movie. So they're not doing the critics, and then the execs look at it. And one of the things I've been saying, and I think other people said...
How old is the execs, too, though?
How old is the Zach?
No, how old is the executives there?
Well, I don't know. How old are they? I don't know.
That can happen, too.
Now... I think a lot of people are starting to come around to my thinking that it's not... Look, I don't dislike Zack Snyder as a director, but I do think he doesn't do anything different from film to film. And depending on the film he does, it can be good, it can be not good, it can be too much. But I do think Warner Brothers is the main culprit
problem
for the main any of these movies not turning out to be well, because...
How put it this way, how is the animated series almost all their damn show, all their damn movies that they have on there?
Well,
from Justice League, hear me out, Justice League War, be so fucking good.
I'll tell you why.
You
different.
Get to the movies, there's no difference.
There's different departments in Warner. Yes, there's different departments in Warner Brothers. Who's making the films?
In the writing.
And who's making the, you know, the straight to video or animated TV shows? There's different people running these things, and you know, the film people, you know, they have an idea of what they want, and they may not have an understanding of these characters.
I'm talking about the writing. There's no difference of an animated series of writing than a movie writing. There's no difference.
Yeah, there is a difference in the writing.
There's no difference.
You don't see the same writers do animated films that you see doing feature
there's
films.
There's no difference for the story. Like stories, like there's no difference.
I think you're missing it, man.
No, I'm not missing it.
You are. It's
I'm not missing
people.
It because I write scripts. It's just like,
right, and it's
a script
different
is a script, right? A script is a script, right?
But but you have a boss, correct? If you writing a script for someone, they kind of dictate what they want in the script.
I'm talking about the writing. If I ain't talking about like the
but that affects,
CGI and all
no,
that.
No. I'm talking about the story.
Writing in it.
You've heard the story about the Superman story that Kevin Smith was writing the script for. Okay. You've heard that story?
No.
Well, they asked him to look at a script. He looked at it, gave some notes, and then they liked it and said, write us a synopsis, because they wanted to do a Superman movie. This was years ago. And Kevin Smith kind of overrode it, but they was like, okay. And so then he starts talking about how, like, the producer wanted certain things in the movies. Like, he didn't want Superman to fly. He didn't want him to wear his regular costume. He wanted him to wear black.
And he wanted him to fight a
giant spider.
He's fucking stupid.
How's he stupid?
The producer is fucking stupid.
Okay, well, the movie never got made, and a giant spider did end up in Wild Wild West, because he produced that.
Because he's fucking stupid.
But that's the thing, you know. You don't just write a script and somebody just takes it and makes it. You know, they tell these script writers what they want. So if you got different people running,
I just do not see why. What I'm saying is, the animation stories be way more fucking better because than it's all these regular
it's
stories.
Different there's people no running those departments. You're not listening. You're not
there's
listening.
There's no difference. I know the difference. What I'm talking about, here's when it comes down to a script. When it comes down to making a story, better at it.
Okay, you mentioned...
So why did the...
Okay, listen to it. You mentioned Justice League War. That's based off of the comic book, right? When they rebooted the Justice League with the New 52.
Yeah.
All right, so they just had to write a script based on that story. Now, there wasn't... They made a couple changes, but there wasn't some exec coming in saying, well, you know what? I don't think this makes sense, so you have to put this in there and take that out. And therefore, you probably got a better coherent story. But with live action, Warner Brothers execs are dictating what they want in these movies. And I'm telling you, I don't think they have an understanding of these characters. To them, they're just properties that they can try to profit off of.
Because they don't have no real fan. To put it this way, they don't have, I give Marvel this, they have fanboys that's writing these stories.
It's not fan. No, they don't use
fan. I'm telling you right
they
now,
don't,
so they have
see,
to.
That's wrong. They don't use fanboys writing them. They use people in the industry, in the comic book industry, to help with these scripts. This is
but
not somebody.
Because
Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder is the ultimate fanboy.
He's the ultimate fanboy, right?
And what happens when you leave him to his own devices? He makes Sucker Punch.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really see
fantasy that made one of his worst movies that he's ever made.
But I'm talking about Marvel have to have some of these guys that's writing. Listen to what I'm saying. That's writing that is fans of the comic books that understand. It has to be. Don't say no. It has to be somebody in there, two or three people in that company.
They have industry people who comes in to help with these scripts.
Listen to what I'm saying. There have to be somebody that's a fan, because Marvel is good with their movies.
I'm a fan. That doesn't mean I can write a good script.
I'm not talking about fanboy. Being a fan, you can write something that's good. I've saw it been done before.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's
it's still
that's
it's,
how
it's coming
they
down
have,
to.
They have people in the industry, like you said. You're right about that.
Movie,
but I bet you there's at least two to three people that's actually fans of the comic book.
Yeah, but the movie execs are you know, because they talked about. I heard where. All right. They tried to do, Superman Returns. A lot of people didn't like that, but that was a result of them trying to redo Superman over and over and spending a lot of money on different scripts. That's the one that started off with the Kevin Smith script, and then they brought in, who directed the first couple Batman films, and then he didn't want the Kevin Smith script, and then, you know, all these things they spent money on and it never fell through. And then they was going to do a second movie, and then they got to the third one, which was Superman Returns, and there was already too many people interfering with that movie. So the movie was okay, but it lacked him actually doing anything as far as fighting. You know, it just tried to copy what the original Superman was, and then, you know, everybody thought that they think Green Lantern was a bust because they tried to go into outer space. But the truth is, they messed up by bringing him back to Earth. It should have been an all outer space adventure. But, you know, when he's coming back to Earth and then making, you know, Hot Wheel cars with his ring, it's just, you know, that's what made it bad. Now when they have execs,
this is why I like stuff like Moonlight is one of the best movies out there, because indie movies is pretty, or not even indie movies, just they let them be. The execs and Warner Brothers is bad.
No.
It's real bad.
You know
it got to be. Come
it's
on
not
now.
That, it's not that.
Do your research. These execs got to start doing their research. Yes,
you
it's about money,
movies,
but if you,
you
want.
You know why they call indie movies?
Because
they're usually made outside of the studio. and then once they're made and it's shown, the studio come along and will buy it. But they don't. The studio don't make most of these films. That's why they're independent films.
This is all I'm saying. If they be a little bit more like Marvel and the execs, like people at Disney. But listen to me. Because why you think Marvel, the execs, they probably have, so they probably look at it, they probably go at it, but they trust Marvel enough to be like, okay, we know what you guys doing. We'll still look at it. You know, it gotta be. Because
what Marvel did.
Go ahead.
What Marvel did, instead of having some other studios that they made their own studio, so they knew what they wanted to do. They knew they had the people working in the industry at Marvel putting these things
together. They trust
their
people, though.
But
they trust their people to know what they're doing.
With,
even if, like, right, Ant-Man DC, wasn't a good movie, but it was okay.
DC should have their own studio, not using Warner Brothers studio. Warner Brothers can distribute it, but DC should have their own studio. And you thought they was going to do that when they promoted Geoff Johns, but I have not seen where Geoff Johns' influence has changed these movies. In fact, he was writing the script for the Batman with Ben Affleck, and now they're not writing the script anymore.
You know what I feel like Disney should do? It's just buy DC from Warner Brothers.
No, they should.
Because they don't know what they're doing with that. They don't care.
No.
It's Warner Brothers don't
no,
care.
No.
They don't give a
no.
fuck. I hope they
Disney
do. I
do
hope
not,
somebody else buy them
we
off.
We do not
hope
need
another
the same company
NBC,
owning two comic book companies. No.
Or NBC, somebody. Who cares?
It does. It makes a difference. It's competition.
Oh,
you won't have none.
I'll buy them out. I'll be like,
oh, you can buy them out. But Marvel and Disney don't need to be buying out DC. And DC is owned by a big corporation themselves, so it's not just buying DC.
It's just Warner Brothers just keep fucking up. Just like, I don't understand. Like, they don't mess up Injustice 2, the games. They don't mess
That's
up.
That's a different
anything.
Division. Different
it,
division.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
At the
it
end,
does.
Of, no, it doesn't matter.
It does.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
It does.
You should
okay,
be
listen,
just as good as Marvel.
Listen, you can write a script for a game. And the people that's in charge of that may not interfere as much as the people who are in charge of movie. It's a difference.
Surfer, I know about gaming. You can't tell me nothing but that. They got execs for gaming too.
They got what?
They have execs. They have
yeah,
execs.
Different
for
execs
too.
From the movie execs. Not the same
they
execs.
Have,
they don't have the same agenda.
They have shitty execs too.
They,
but at the
okay,
end of
okay, but
day,
they don't
the
have the same agenda. They don't have the same agenda.
They're trying to make money, be more like Marvel.
You know,
it's not
listen,
then buy or be listen. Different. Be different.
Okay, listen. How much was it cost? How much on average does it cost to make a big time video game?
It can cost to average.
Yeah,
$5 million.
$5 million compared to a blockbuster movie. Well, they could spend $100, $150
on the average. What type of game are you talking about? A triple A game? A triple A game would be $400 million, $300 million.
They spend $300 million on video games.
Yes, I'll tell you that now. Yes.
And do they make their money back?
Yes, they make their money back.
Okay, well, you know, if movie theaters could charge $50 a ticket, like it is $50 for a video game. Okay, but you know that's not the case. That's not the marketplace for movies. And I'm telling you, we're going to change the subject, but they have different agendas. So you can't assume because this department makes money and that department makes money, why can't the third department? They're different animals.
I don't get it, man. They just keep messing up after messing up. Like the only movie that they didn't mess up was what's her name?
So far, Wonder Woman. You're saying
Wonder Woman, and it's just
well, maybe
okay,
maybe
let's just go on, man.
Maybe there's gonna be a Justice League movie you will be able to get into because the voice cast of the original Justice League Unlimited is pushing for people to help them make a reunion movie. So what do you think about that?
A reunion movie?
Yeah, like, you know, anniversary reunion movie where all the original voice members come back for an animated feature Justice League film.
Oh, that's going to be good. See, that's a... I just don't get Warner Brothers sometimes. Just don't get them sometimes.
Now, if you want to do this... No, listen. You want to tweet at WB Home Entertainment with the hashtag JR Reunion, and even Andrew Romano will come out of retirement to do the voice directing. So I tweeted out my hashtag to Warner Brothers Home Entertainment. Yeah, I think it would be nice to have them come back and do a feature film, because, you know, that's one of the best animated TV shows ever. And you know, from time to time I watch on YouTube clips. I was watching when Vandal Savage changed the world and he was in charge, and they had to go back in time to correct it, and they had never heard of Vandal Savage before. But now, if, you know, whoever writes that script, it won't have the same people interfering with them as do with the live action. Because, and you can get away with doing more things. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still okay. There. That's why I hope that they do not touch Saga. I'm glad that Image don't want nobody to really touch that.
Well, that's not it. Image doesn't own Saga. That's up to the writer and the artist.
Yeah, the writer and the artist, they own Saga, but, you know, they always stated that they would never, you know, make that into a movie or a TV show. I'm glad they don't want to do that.
Yeah, somebody back up enough money.
They already tried to.
Yeah, they didn't back
up
enough
money. They still said no.
They didn't back up enough money. And right now, they probably once they're done writing the book, because that book's not going to go on forever.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, maybe then it'll change. And Justice League is breaking records in China. Broke a record.
Yeah,
in China.
Of course. It's to me, like I said, it's an okay movie. I like some scenes and all that stuff. I just don't understand why they, you know, just these damn old movie execs, old and wrinkly, probably.
It's not necessarily old, but
I'm gonna do my research and see how they look. They probably old.
Hey, look, all they care. Look, some of them only care about their job and the bottom line and stuff in their pockets. And they might look at a thing that we know can do well and think that's not going to make me money and make us money. Because I told you, it was a week or two ago, how there was an exec did not want to make Black Panther and did not want to make Captain Marvel. And
why not?
Because he didn't think they would be successful.
And they got rid of that,
probably. Well, was, you know, him and Feige was having these conflicts, and
Feige's did they been, get rid of his ass?
Well, they didn't get rid of him.
Did he leave?
He's just not in that position anymore with Marvel, but he's still, it's not like he got fired and kicked out in the street. Just that Feige don't have to answer to him. So, what he's still doing, I don't know. He could be working for Disney, he could be working for Marvel, but Feige don't have to answer to him. I don't know everything, but, you know, and Feige didn't want to do the Inhumans as a movie. And that's why we got this that crappy TV show. So, you know. And I'm watching a video today about Spider-Man 3 and how the execs interfered with it because they wanted Venom and he didn't want to do Venom and Raimi didn't understand Venom. And then he's supposed to do the fourth movie. And they wanted Venom still, and he wanted to do the Vulture. And
no.
What do you mean no? No what?
The Vulture movie?
No, he wanted to do Vulture as the villain.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he was going to bring everybody back, and they wanted to reboot the franchise and bring in new actors and everything. And that's why Raimi walked away. And then we got Amazing Spider-Man. To me, it's not that good. And Amazing Spider-Man 2 is worse.
Oh, Amazing Spider-Man is trash. I mean, Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 was, you know, good for that time, but specifically that one, no. Like, dude wasn't even, like, they didn't even make no sense. Oh, duh, I did not like that damn Spider-Man. The actor was trash.
Wait, Avengers Infinity War trailer clips leaked online. Let's see what's going on here. Is this a real leak or one of those dash cam leaks? Let's see. This is on CBR.com, but I don't see any clip. So, it says after stills from the upcoming Avengers Infinity War leaked last week, new clips have found their way online over at Vimeo. Oh, Vimeo. I never go to Vimeo. Now I gotta look them up.
We can just wait until Star Wars. I think that's when they gonna show it.
I'm surprised they didn't show it to cock block Justice League. But I guess they figured the Punisher was enough and then releasing the Runaways.
Tell me about the Runaways before
I haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it? Because no. I'm still watching the
Punisher. Well, I know the concept of Runaways, which is, you know, these people find out that their parents are supervillains and they run away themselves. And they have their own powers. And, you got to join? I just want to watch a video. Now that's too much. I'll come back later for that. Yeah, man, I got to cut this show short, you know, even though I had tough technical difficulties getting on. But real quick, before I wrap it up, there's a clip. There's the first, like, 15 minutes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came on that's online. And Star Wars may open up to, they think it's going to open up to $200 million. Which, of course, makes it the king. What do you think? You think it's going to hit $200
million? That covenant, yeah, it is. I think so.
That covenant $200
million? Yeah, probably so.
Well, I got my ticket. I'm ready to go. Can't get here fast enough. Did you go shopping over for Black Friday?
Yeah, I did. I got two Bullet Club shirts for $10.
From where?
From Hot Topic.
Man, aren't you too old to be going to Hot Topic?
No, I still go to Hot Topic to get shirts.
Oh, never. That's it? I mean, who's going crazy at Hot Topic?
Hot Topic, a lot of older people.
No,
a lot
I mean
of
for
nerds.
Black Friday.
Who was going crazy? No, not where I was at. Wasn't nobody going crazy like where you got?
Did
where
you go
you
out Sunday or I mean Thursday or Friday?
Thursday night, it was crowded. Everybody was nice. Everybody was just looking through the stuff quietly. You know, Californians is not like
bullshit
people over there in the South. And Alabama all going crazy for the damn TVs, and they happening up over here.
I let them go crazy Thursday night, and then you just wake up early Friday morning, and the stores are empty. And it's, you know, I went out to get a gift. And I went to the one store I thought would still have it because they didn't open Thursday night. So I got in, bought it. Then I went to Walmart. There was plenty of them still sitting in Walmart. Then I went over to Best Buy. There were plenty of them still sitting in Best Buy. I'm like, well, geez, it didn't matter. I could have came in the middle, you know, late Friday night and got the same thing. And then I bought some I probably shouldn't have bought, but I couldn't resist the price, and I hope I get some use out of it. And I picked up my Wonder Woman and Guardians 2 for under $10.
why are you still getting DVDs?
I get the ones with the...
Or Blu-rays. Like, that's going out of...
I get them with the digital copy.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, why are you still getting this?
Plus, everything that's on digital isn't... I mean, everything that's on disc isn't on digital.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of those additional stuff... Like, I have... Like, I bought the second Wolverine movie. I have the digital copy. But the R-rated, violent, bloody version is not on the digital copy. You have to watch that on an actual disc.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, Star Wars. Oh, what do you think about Jude Law being cast as the lead male for Captain Marvel?
I don't really know about Captain Marvel like that.
I don't know if they're gonna make him the original. Show together. Well, what is this?
You guys just sing other people's songs.
Isn't Captain Marvel a girl?
Cute. Yes. Let's talk a finish. Hold on, let me close this breath. My ladies, it's time to go to the next level.
I say we show them that we are not a joke.
I can't believe
what is going on. Oh, here we go. Okay, no, but the original Captain Marvel for Marvel was a Kree alien. And of course, he died of cancer, and he's the reason why this Captain Marvel has the powers, because he was trying to save her from an explosion, and the radiation from him bathed her and gave her strength and powers and stuff.
So Captain Marvel is just like kind of like Superman, right?
What, the female Captain Marvel?
Yeah. What is her powers? She just evils. Yeah.
No, she's strong, can fly, can manipulate energy.
And why are you ending this so early? We've got to talk about Doomsday Clock.
Oh, because I have to leave.
Okay. All right. We'll probably do it next week then.
Yeah, okay. Because I still haven't had a chance to read it. I got it, and I've been too busy to read it.
I'm going
to
say Surface for me.
Okay.
Because I don't really know about Watchmen like that. I know it enough to read it. But...
You not seen the movie?
No, yeah, I saw the movie, but just, I don't know, I gotta relook at some Watchmen stuff. But,
let me tell these people about the shows here on radio. Tomorrow, the Sports Report at 11:15, Tuesday, doubleheader of Shining Wizards and The Rant, both at 7 and 9 p.m. Thursdays is Rant Wrestling at 9. Friday's Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9. I'll be back on time at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show next week. And then, of course, next year, we're getting a new show here on Saturdays. And still keep forgetting their name, but I'll have it remembered. And hopefully we get more shows and so on. So, we got to continue this conversation because I got to set you straight, but... you know, we'll talk more on it. All right, people, thanks for listening. We're out. Peace. You still